So we've all just been for a wee just before we started this podcast. And as we were weeing, we were coming up with questions, or we were supposed to be. And I did. I've got a question that's going to be a bit of a thought provoker, I think. If you could,
is it also wee related?
It is also wee related, yes.
Excellent.
So if you could visit any building in the world, but you were only allowed to go to the bathroom, and then you were removed from the premises, which building would you go and visit?
So you're looking for a building where you can learn something or you can do something just by going to the toilet in it.
I guess so. I'm not sure whether you are teleported directly into the toilet or if you actually
or if you
have
get to
be led
walk through. If
you, let's say you get led in. You get led through the building
from
to
the front
bathroom,
door.
From the front door.
Okay. So you could, for example, go for a wee in the White House, and you would get to have a little walk through, and but you wouldn't see much, would you? It'd just be some corridors they'd take you down.
I imagine there's probably a loo somewhere near the front door as well to stop people.
Yeah, and likewise, like Buckingham Palace, you're not going to pass anything expensive that you could pocket before they get you into a bathroom, are you?
No.
No.
Although, would it be the Queen's Bog, or would it just be the nearest loo to the door?
Well, yeah. So are they going to show you to the best toilet in the premises, or are they just going to show you to the one that's nearest the front door?
No, the best toilet in the premises.
Okay.
So the Queen's Bog is probably
best toilet.
The Queen's Bog. It's probably an experience you could.
Yeah, like could I at least get a selfie in the Queen's Bog?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Does she have corgis in the toilet?
I don't know. I've never been. Maybe.
Does she wipe her bum on corgis?
Maybe the corgis have their own toilet at the side of the Queen's toilet so they can all poop together.
I don't think that... I think the Queen holds the corgis in too high a regard to wipe her bum on them.
I don't think
that's why she has pet dogs.
So you don't go into the toilet and there's a roll of corgis and you sort of pull off as many corgis as you do.
If the experience I have of dogs is that generally whenever you touch them, all the hair comes off and sticks to your jumper. That's not generally the experience I need when I'm cleansing my bottom.
I think most dog owners would stop short of wiping their arse on their pet.
Next time you see the Queen doing a public appearance, if like her joggers have ridden down a little bit and she's got loads of dog hair poking out the top of her undies, then you know that that's what she does.
when she shows little builder's smile as she sometimes does.
Yeah.
Does she wear joggers? I don't remember ever seeing the Queen in joggers.
On the weekends, yeah.
When she's out for a run, or she's just sort of sat in the park having a bottle of White Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Milling about. Yeah. Fucking about somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Buckingham Palace is on the list. That could be interesting.
Not my list.
What's on your list, Ian?
Well, I sound like a pervert, but maybe Scarlett Johansson's house?
Mm. Yeah, you do sound like a pervert.
Does sound
like Are you expecting there to be something interesting in Scarlett Johansson's bathroom?
No. But it's just being close to her, you know. I'm not going to do anything filthy. Just take a slash and then walk back gradually. And maybe she's there. Maybe she offers me like a moist towelette to dampen my brow. Maybe she's got like a drink. She hands me a drink on my way out. And it's like the nicest part of my day because she's so lovely. And I've got to use a bog.
Maybe you could visit Rachel Stevens' house, and when you come out of the bog, she'll just be sat on a stool aggressively eating salad at you.
Maybe she is. Maybe. I don't know where I am. I wake up and somebody takes like a sack off my face and it looks like a regular bathroom. And I go to the toilet, but then when I open the door and I see the look on her face and she sort of just darts her eyes towards me and then the salad starts going in her mouth and I know where I am. And I have to gently very carefully because she might lash out at me with a cherry tomato or something worse.
Like a bit of sharpened cucumber.
Sharpened cucumber jabbing in my eyes. Maybe she's got one of those tiny mini cucumbers and she's coming at me.
Yeah.
Trying to jab them in every orifice. And I'm like, no, Rachel, no. Like, just let it go. It was a dream I had once. Doesn't mean it has to become real. I'm a bit
so
worried.
That's on Ian's list.
Yep. I think if you can say like you want to go to the best bathroom in the building, then maybe you could go for somewhere like one of these fancy buildings, like, you know, the Burj Khalifa or something.
Yeah.
The best bathroom is probably 75 floors up in the air.
And attached to the finest hotel suite in the building.
Yeah. So you get to have a good old nosy about how the other half lives.
Yeah. I think Ian is onto something with the idea of a private residence, though, because I think if you went to sort of quite a public building like the White House or something, you would get shown to a very anonymous bathroom that's used by lots of people. But if you went to
if
the
it's the best one, though, it'd be the president's bathroom.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe, but it would not be the president's like personal home, so there wouldn't be anything you could learn about him in there. Whereas if you went to a house where someone lived, you
president
could like have a look in the, yeah, but I think it would all still be a little bit sort of corporate and a little bit faceless.
Apparently there's a bathroom somewhere in the White House where the wallpaper is all like either Greek or Roman old pornography that, you know, like you get people amazing shagging on vases and things, but that's what all the wallpaper is. Some president amazing decided that's what they wanted. I'm assuming that bathroom was literally just the president's wanking booth. Sorry, so you are just that distracted you there from your perving on private residences theory.
Just slightly. No, what I'm saying is if you chose a private residence to go to, then you would have a chance to learn a little bit about the person, because while you were in there having a wee, you could probably sort of have a look in the drawers and open the cupboards and see what was in there, couldn't you?
You could have a good nosy around. You'd see what sort of magazines they keep at the side of the loo.
Yes. You'd see what was in their medicine cabinet.
You would. You'd find out what all sorts of ailments they had.
Yes.
Chris would definitely go for Gary Wilmot's house.
Who?
Would, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Wilmot, Gary Wilmot.
No, never heard of him, sorry.
I bet you Dolly Parton's got an immense bathroom.
Oh my God, yes, I bet she has. I bet it's very pink.
Very pink. Very,
very
fluffy.
Pink bathroom. Yeah. Yeah, feathers.
Are you thinking the eccentric American celebrities are the way to go then?
I don't know the way to go, but it could be interesting, couldn't it?
What about going somewhere iconic like the Taj Mahal?
Oh, I reckon the toilets there are awful.
That's
true. Boring.
I bet they're very fancy, but I bet they've not been looked after very well.
No, I bet they haven't. What if you could use it as an opportunity to do something? Like if you could go to have a wee in Vladimir Putin's toilet, would you do something?
Oh, you mean like if you could leave a urine-activated bomb under the seat?
I was thinking more just like leave a few spots of piss on the seat or a little skid mark down the toilet bowl or something, just to register a protest. But sure, yeah, piss activated bomb under the seat. Yeah, go for that.
Are you going to be hiding some sort of espionage listening device?
You could leave
the spare toilet rolls under that doily woman who has like a dress on that your nan puts toilet rolls on.
The toilet roll in it, yeah.
Which Putin definitely
Putin
has one
in
of
his bathroom.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But his will look like one of those Russian dolls.
Yes. Or himself, shirtless.
Or himself.
On the back of a horse, shooting a poll person.
I'd like to go in Kim Jong-un's bathroom. His house must be an experience.
I bet that's tasteless.
If you've got absolute power and all the money, what do you do?
Oh, I bet it's horrendous in there. That'd be fascinating.
It'll be gold everywhere, won't it?
Yeah. I would go in there to have a wee just so I could snap off a bit of the gold stuff and see if it was just plastic.
It's literally just gold-coated plastic.
Yeah.
Do you think the bath is one of these? It is. It's a big, deep, white one, and it's got, like, gold lion's feet holding it up.
Yes. Yes.
Sea lions.
Sea lions, yeah.
Sea lions, yeah.
Real they've only got front feet, haven't they? Because the back end's a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.